Audio version of Michael Leitman's blog. May 10, 2020. Thrive Global published my new article, A Caring Mother for a Better Humanity. Humanity's labor pains could give birth to a healthy world. After the current pandemic, no other power in the world is more crucial for the birth of a new society than the mother figure. The world is now being revealed as an integral, global system. This means that the world is forcing us to treat each other the same way our mothers treat us, creating an environment filled with the qualities of bestowal and love. Beyond the celebration of Mother's Day, marked on the calendar as a reminder of the important role of those women who have given birth to every generation, there is a profound significance in their essential contribution to a new world. It is precisely in the quality of motherhood that a special power exists that can change reality for the better. The global outbreak of COVID-19 has sped up the labor process in the birth of a new reality. Michael Leitman. Although with the help of the man, we see that it is the mother who conceives, delivers the embryo, nurses, feeds, and raises the baby until it becomes ready for life. In the same way, all the mothers, every woman in the world, needs to see in this critical transition process the world is going through, her opportunity to take humanity to a higher level of existence, to harmonious relations between us, just like an embryo about to be born. The global outbreak of COVID-19 has sped up the labor process in the birth of a new reality. It is causing pain and hard work, but the outcome could be a robust and healthy world instead of the previous one that brought us to the crisis we are currently trying to overcome. Humanity is learning to crawl. Our human development has gone through two overall stages. The first stage unfolded through men and was characterized by wars, financial instability, various unfortunate global events, and blows that would not have happened under the care of women. Now we are moving into a stage in which specifically the mother, the woman, must take up the role of educating the world and delineating the future world we have to envision. Therefore, this critical time is the time of the woman. However, in order to implement this noble goal, women must learn how to connect to other women by rising above their personal egos for the sake of the correction of the world. However difficult, there is no choice and the job must be done. Unity is a nice word but hard to put into practice. Neither men nor women are born with the inclination to unite, but we have reached a stage in our development where we are left with no other alternative but to connect. It's a matter of survival for our own children and humanity as a whole. Thus, any step toward connection, no matter how small, is a huge step toward truly giving birth to a new humanity and making it grow, inch upward, and stand firm. Only women will be able to carry out this crucial role, educate, and provide an example to follow on how to unite. We will demand that men connect correctly, and by showing the way, we will lead the entire world toward correction. What kind of connection are we talking about? As part of human evolution, we are now required to develop a new quality, concern for all of society. When this shared desire arises to connect as if we are a single person, the desire for the well-being of all the people like they are our own children, a special unifying force manifests, a positive force which changes reality for the better. To connect with one another, mothers must learn to overcome the natural distance between them and transcend their personal interests. Women must gradually come to feel that if something happens to someone, it is like it is happening in their own family. Mutual concern will allow us to build and ensure peace, security, and happiness for all children of all generations. Through the example of the mother, nature teaches us that by connecting, we can be saved from all the harms. If mothers form a common desire to keep everyone together, if they create a strong demand that everyone truly connects as one, they will be able to change the world. Nothing can withstand the united feminine power. Happy Mother's Day. Published on May 10, 2020. Michael Leitman, on Quora, are we overreacting to the coronavirus? A tiny particle that our naked eye cannot see has infected and killed hundreds of thousands of people, and shaken the world's socio-economic foundations. Are we overreacting to this virus, or is it the dawn of a new system of human relations that was inevitable one way or another? Before the coronavirus stormed into our lives, we lived on a principle where we each sought to profit from the other, and the better we could exploit others, the more successful we could be. We were born into and raised in such a system, and tried to make our way as best as we could. While doing so, we became increasingly toxic to each other, and also to the world. Then, the coronavirus emerged. The coronavirus has shown us a clear example that when we calm down our struggle to rise above each other, our ecological environment quickly recovers. Would we have known about that had the coronavirus not entered our lives? I don't think so. Therefore, in addition to maintaining social distancing conditions and seeking a cure, we would be wise to adapt ourselves to a new system of human relations that the virus alerts us to. What new system of human relations would that be? It would be one where we primarily acknowledge the necessity to supply for everyone's needs. Moreover, reaching such awareness would be achieved through learning about our interdependence throughout today's global human society, and via such learning, increase our concern for each other. Instead of merely wishing for ourselves and our own families to be covered, we would increase our concern to others, seeking that all members of society would have the required quantity and quality of food, housing, healthcare and education that they need. In addition to making sure life's essentials are in order for human society in general, the new system of human relations would replace the old paradigm of keeping up with the materialistic Joneses with a new paradigm of keeping up with the socially contributing Joneses. In other words, instead of valuing the material possessions we can get our hands on, and wanting bigger, better and faster things than our neighbors and friends, our values would shift to appreciating each other's contribution to society. We would still compete in such a system, but our competition would be one that becomes increasingly beneficial for society, that is, by competing to contribute to society the most value that we possibly could. The coronavirus period presents us with a unique opportunity to make a shift in that direction, from a self-centered world to one where we place society's benefit at the center. I see taking that step as the optimal reaction to the coronavirus, and therefore think that it is not a matter of whether we are overreacting to the virus, but of whether we are reacting in the most optimal way to improve our society. We have been handed a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity to reach more balance and harmony with each other and with nature, and I very much hope that we will make the most of it. Michael Leitman, on Quora, has the coronavirus impacted small business owners globally? Many businesses will fail to make it through the coronavirus period because of people's changing buying habits, and the subsequent loss of demand for many non-essential goods and services. The question then becomes, what should those business owners do in order to secure an income? I think that governments need not pour money into saving businesses that lose demand, and that they instead make sure that all of their citizens are provided with life's essentials. I have written extensively in support of universal basic income on condition that it is provided in exchange for engaging in learning programs that would aim to upgrade our awareness of our present-day interdependence, and which would enrich the life of society. If basic income was given with no requirement to learn about how to improve social connections and encourage more positive contribution to society, then society would stagnate. The coronavirus has illuminated our interdependence all around the world very sharply. We have been shown how much we depend on each other maintaining personal hygiene and social distancing conditions in order to keep ourselves virus-free. However, we have yet to delve into the depths of what it means to be completely dependent on each other. Therefore, business owners who will lose their businesses in this period would do well to pioneer a new model of learning how to live interdependently in exchange for a basic income. Then, as the competent, skilled and efficient people they are, they would be able to become leading educators and guides of such learning. As the demand for all kinds of non-essential items dissipates, the need for positive human connection will increasingly rise, because if we fail to upgrade our relationships, then we can expect much greater problems lurking on the horizon. Therefore, I hope that we will wake up to realize the importance of creating the foundation of a positively connected society that could serve as a model for a more harmonious, happier, more secure and confident humanity. If we see the demise of non-essential businesses as an opportunity to build a new league of educators for leading humanity to better relationships, then we could make a serious shift toward a better world. The coronavirus will bind us together. Comment: over the past 70 years, the entire financial system has been built on the fact that there is one world currency, the dollar, and all other currencies are actually tied to it. Prices of oil, natural resources, computers, everything. All our calculations are tied to the dollar. My response: frankly, I do not know what will change. Will there be gold instead of the dollar? Anyway, they will do something. Comment: now there are studies of alternative options taking into account the very large isolation of countries from each other. Such national isolation of countries was predicted before even without the virus. We see that the European Union practically does not exist. Each country makes its own decisions. The same thing is happening all over the world. By the way, even in the US, governors of each state make their own decisions in relation to the situation. And what happens? If the currencies of the whole world are depreciating, then, say, China and several neighboring countries, including Russia, want to create their own currency economic zone relying on their own economic potential in order to introduce the third world currency after the euro. And then the whole world will balance between several economic and financial centers. Is it good for the world? Will it cope with this? Or do we still need to stay within the framework of one single monetary system? What is your point of view in this regard? My response: my point of view is very simple. Nothing will help the world. Nothing will help. Because all these confrontations run counter to the general law of nature, the integral connection of all humanity in a common integral system. By means of all sorts of problems, viruses, and downfalls in all kinds of areas, nature will anyway force us to accept the general plan. And this plan is simple: you are one single humanity, and you must create one single system. You cannot conceal yourself, hide yourself, from each other, and use each other. If rulers of the world understand this and begin to more or less move toward this, then the one who will move more, will win. Such is the upper government of mankind on the side of nature. It changes qualitatively, it forces us to be integrally united in one single system. Those who will be more similar to this system, will benefit. This is what Kabbalah says. I think we will see this in the near future. But on the other hand, what is happening is commendable. Imagine that there were no such closed system, that there were no understanding of what was happening in the neighboring countries. What would China do with its people who were hit by this virus? It would abandon them until they all die. Question: and in this way it showed the world an example of how to effectively succeed using large resources of the country? Answer: of course. It has kind of rehabilitated itself in front of the world. Comment: despite the fact that we are all connected with each other, the process of separation of each country and the construction of its own models is taking place now. My response: the coronavirus will bind us together anyway. This virus is a positive force that connects absolutely everyone. Until we get to complete mutual connection, mutual assistance, and mutual understanding, the virus will simply torture us. Question: what would you wish for people who are now in completely different countries locked within their state borders? What can be offered to them so that they can feel that their current state is not just pessimistic or unpleasant, but enables a person to do something new in his life? Answer: I would certainly advise them to watch all our programs and reveal the science of Kabbalah in any form, in any language. And then people will find out that there is a method that talks about the general system of the world, about how we can get to the very best, comfortable, safe, and confident state. We are open to all. Please, use what Kabbalah has been saying for thousands of years. You will find out that there is a real system of recovery, the correction of all of humanity from its egoism, the renewal of all of humanity to the very best state. From CapTV's Coronavirus is Changing Reality, March 26, 2020. Michael Leitman, on Quora: when will the coronavirus go away already? As scientists frantically search for a vaccine to cure the coronavirus, would a vaccine really heal us from this pandemic, or are we missing something here? I have written and spoken extensively about how, at a deeper level, the coronavirus emerged in order to calm down our egoistic competitive relations that were becoming increasingly harmful both to ourselves and to our ecology. The coronavirus surfaced in order for us to revise the way we relate to each other. How? Revising the way we relate to each other doesn't mean learning how to interact virtually through conference software like Zoom, but learning how to see other people, no matter where they live in the world or what their cultural background is, as parts of a single global family that includes us all as its members. If we take steps to upgrade our awareness of our global interdependence during this period, then we will reach a state where we will be ready to move on from the coronavirus. Then, when our attitudes become better adjusted to today's globally interdependent reality, the coronavirus will indeed become a thing of the past. Otherwise, even if the coronavirus goes away, if we make no improvements in human connection, nature will strike at us with other blows. Whether mutations of the same virus, or myriad other disasters, nature will not stop trying to wake us up to improve our connections to each other. Nature is fundamentally an altruistic force that creates, gives and sustains life. We humans are built of an opposite quality to nature's, one of wanting constantly to receive for our personal benefit. The more we develop, the more nature tries to wake us up to realize that by merely following our instincts to selfishly benefit from each other, we end up harming one another. Also, we gain awareness of our happiness, well-being and survival depending on how much we can bring our connections closer to nature's altruistic form. Doing so requires regular learning of how we can be balanced parts of nature's interdependent and interconnected system. Nature, like a loving parent, was holding our hands while we, like a baby learning to walk, walked along, thinking we were doing fine. Now nature let go of our hands, and we fell over. We now have a chance to pick ourselves up and start making our own steps to become more mature, or we could simply stay lying on the ground, crying and waiting to be picked up again. Picking ourselves up means that we develop more awareness of our interdependence, and upgrade our connections to be mutually beneficial. If we do so, we will also find how the virus will disappear, and we will continue with much better lives. Letting nature pick us up means that we make no strides in improving our connections, and through whatever means, whether through vaccines or other means, we come out of the coronavirus for the time being, and we can then expect a greater blow to inflict us into yet another global shock until we wake up to our interdependence. The virus now hits children too. From my Facebook page, Michael Leitman, May 10, 2020. We're seeing the emergence of the expected escalation. The virus is infecting children. In Spain, the UK, and in the US, children are beginning to get sick and die. At the same time, we're reopening the economy. Stuck between the rock and the hard place, we have to start thinking outside the box. We have to start looking at the countless studies that prove that positive social connections produce a stronger immune system. Today, when we are all interconnected, when, As Andrew Cuomo put it, an outbreak anywhere is an outbreak everywhere. We have to look out for each other. We have to understand that if we don't, we will start losing not only our parents, but our children, too. Granted, we can't shut down the economy indefinitely, but we can and must learn how to open our hearts to one another. We must, because our lives depend on it. We must, because the lives of our children depend on this. We must learn how to think of one another, because in a world of hatred, apathy, and alienation, there cannot be life. Get to know yourself. Question: today, during the pandemic period, a person is faced with a serious question. He has gotten used to running around, sometimes running away from himself, and he is very afraid to stop, to face fear, and to get to know himself. Now is the perfect time to get to know yourself and your fears. What would you advise him? What is fear and how should we deal with it? Answer: fear is a consequence of the unknown. Otherwise, where does it come from? A person who understands the essence of a phenomenon, even if it is something terrible, has a different attitude to it. The problem with today's situation is that people don't know what is happening to them and why. They do not know what will happen to them tomorrow. Moreover, it feels like these issues are in the air, and no one can touch them or solve them somehow. Question: do you think it is necessary and important for a person to get to know his fears? Answer: I believe that everyone, in order to live as a human, must understand why he or she was born, why this world was created, what is beyond death, etc. You must reveal all these questions, otherwise your life is restless just so you won't think about it. Question: I see two kinds of people, those who are obsessed with fear and those who do not take the problem seriously. Where is the middle ground? Answer: I think that there can't be a middle ground here. A person should understand why the virus is spreading, how it affects him personally and all the people together, and why it was given to us by nature. That is, we can take advantage of the current state, reveal it, and find out what we are living for, why nature is punishing us this way, if we deserve it, and how to get rid of the virus. We need to use this state in its entirety. Especially since everyone is sitting at home and do not know what to do next, not rulers, nor ordinary citizens. We need to figure this out, and we have such an opportunity. We must stop this endless running around and try to understand why we exist. Otherwise, our life is too stupid. From CAB TV's Meetings with Kabbalah, Victoria Bonia, March 29, 2020. Hand washing in the literal and figurative sense. Question: can we assume that the world of bacteria and viruses has declared war on the world of people? Maybe it's time to give them a place on this planet because they are less vulnerable and certainly united in a common goal more than people? Answer: no one has declared war on anyone. It all depends on the person, how correctly or incorrectly he reacts to what is happening to him and to the surrounding nature. We are the only beings with free will. Comment: during the outbreak of the plague in the 14th century, people thought that the disease was sent to them by angry gods, evil spirits. They didn't even know about the existence of bacteria and viruses. People believed in angels and fairies, but they could not imagine that simple hand washing could save them. You say, only connection can save us from the virus. That is, follow a simple rule, start treating each other well, and the virus will disappear. These are also, as such, simple truths. My response: what does simple truth mean? Do I mind washing my hands? Hand washing, netilat yadayim, according to Kabbalah, in the spiritual sense of the word, means that I take my hands away from their usual use of wanting to grab something for myself. I restrain myself, keep away, so as not to take anything from this world. It is necessary to understand the meaning of these actions correctly. Therefore, I am not against cleanliness and hygiene. But first of all, you need to wash your hands in a spiritual sense. Question: what is the connection between the virus and washing hands? Answer: there are four levels of interaction between all parts of nature, inanimate, vegetative, animal, and human. And on each level, we must interact correctly, that is, take our hands away from grabbing from the other, or not to receive, or even, perhaps, to give. In other words, washing your hands on the level of human relationships means not using one another. From CabTV's Coronavirus is Changing Reality, March 26, 2020. Give to this world. Question: when can caring about corporeal problems be the best spiritual action? Could it be that a Kabbalist shifts the responsibility for his failures or idleness to the Creator? How can we not be confused here? What guidelines do we have? Answer: the Creator assigns duties to man and man passes them on to the Creator? That sounds good, but it is not so. We have received our world, our attributes, everything there is in us in order to properly interact with each other and with the Creator. The corporeal problems were given to us so that we would maintain all the states in our world. No one is forcing you to work 20 hours a day doing hard primitive labor. You can work anywhere else. That is your business. But Kabbalah says, you must earn your living. You have no right to live at the expense of others. You must work even if you have rich parents. You can choose not to receive money or to give it away, but you must work. Work and salary are not the same thing. Everyone must produce something in the world, and wages have nothing to do with the work itself. There are people who get paid and do not work. There are those who volunteer and do not get paid. But we must work. When I began to study with Rabash, I had my own business and I closed it down. I told Rabash that according to my calculations, I can afford not to work for 4 years. What I have is enough for me and my family. But he said, no. That is your calculation with your money, but the calculation with your soul is different. If you want to close down your business, go ahead, but you still have to work at least 4 to 6 hours a day. And I continued to work 4 hours a day because, in addition, I spent a lot of time with him. That is, you must give to the world. And as for receiving, that is your business. Question: how can I know whether what I want is above my bare necessity? Answer: each person must determine that for himself. You must participate in the morning lesson for 3 hours a day and spend another hour or two in the evening lesson. 6 to 8 hours go to your professional work. You must also provide for your family, and after that, do whatever you like. Any other calculations are meaningless. But you should know that from the very beginning, you must cut out 3 hours to study. From CabTV's Fundamentals of Kabbalah, January 5, 2020. We have great opportunities. Question: the conceptual solution of raising a person into a feeling of common connection and love is a very beautiful concept. What needs to be done in terms of the sequence of practical steps? What do you recommend for those who don't study Kabbalah and for those who study? Is there any difference? Answer: it makes no difference whether a person studies Kabbalah or not. We are in the same system, so we must make sure that it works correctly. Then we will have everything: food, clothing, and services of any kind, everything you normally need. We will feel and relate to each other as we should, in a positive way. In addition, we will be able to see other worlds, our cycle in nature, and that nature is eternal and perfect. We have great opportunities. From CabTV's Fundamentals of Kabbalah, March 15, 2020.